March 28, 1922. All that Jesus did upon earth is in continuous act of giving itself to man. Correspondence for each created thing. Continuing in my usual state, I was fusing all of myself in the holy will of my lovable Jesus. And he told me, daughter of my will, if you knew the portents, the prodigies that occur when you fuse yourself in my will, you would be stupefied. Listen a bit. All that I did upon earth is in continuous act of giving itself to man, surrounding him like a crown. My thoughts form a crown around the intelligence of the creature. My words, my works, my steps, etc., form a crown around her words, works and steps, so that, vibrating her things with mine, I may say to my celestial Father that her works are like mine. Now, who takes this continuous attitude of mine? Who lets herself be braided by my works, with which I crown the whole human family? One who lives in my will. As you were fusing your thoughts in my volition, my thoughts which surrounded you like a crown heard the echo of my thoughts in your mind, and identifying themselves with yours, they multiplied yours with mine, and formed a double crown around the human intelligence. And my celestial Father received, not only from me, but also from you, divine glory on the part of all created intelligences. The same with words and with all the rest. And he receives this divine glory not only from the creatures, but from all other created things, because all things were created to make continuous love run toward man, and man, by justice, should give homage and love to his Creator for each created thing. Now, who compensates for this? Who makes that fiat, through which all things were made, her own, so as to spread homage, adoration, divine love for her Creator over everything? One who lives in my will. She makes that omnipotent fiat her own almost at each word of hers. The echo of the eternal fiat echoes within her divine fiat in which she lives, and it spreads, it runs, it flies, impressing another fiat on each created thing, and giving back to her Creator the homage and the love wanted by him. This was done by me when I was on earth. There was nothing for which I did not requite my Divine Father on the part of all creatures. Now it is done, and I want it, I expect it, by one who lives in my will. If you could see how beautiful it is to see my glory, my love, my profound adoration united to yours, in every flickering of stars, in every drop of light of the sun. Oh, how it runs, flies upon the wings of the wind, filling the whole atmosphere. It crosses the waters of the sea, it places itself in each plant, in each flower. It multiplies at each motion. It is a voice that echoes over everything, and says, love, glory, adoration to my Creator. Therefore, one who lives in my will is the echo of my voice, the repeater of my life, the perfect glory of my creation. How could I not love her? How could I not give to her all that I should give to all the other creatures together, giving her primacy over all? Ah, my love would feel constrained if I did not do so.